Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
And of course, welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. And we are your humble real estate coaches and your radio show host, Tim and Julie Harris. Julie, welcome back to today's radio show.
Thank you. It's always a great pleasure to be here and to share the call with you. It's going to be an exciting show.
So Julie and I have been preparing today's radio topic for about a week, and it's a great radio topic for everyone listening. There are no agents of the 100,000-ish of you that listen on a regular basis. There's no agents listening where today's topic does not apply. And it's kind of a fun topic because we can make fun of you guys, and you guys can make fun of each other on this topic. It's how to finally stop making excuses. So that's what we're going to be talking about. We've got probably a couple days worth of content to prepare and prepared to share with you. But before we do, I want to make a couple quick announcements. First of all, Julie, I received this week alone three really nice emails about our main show sponsor, MojoSells.com. Guys, MojoSells is doing such, I know, it's great. I mean, I love that, right? When someone says, thanks for turning me on to something that's helping me make money in my real estate business. Mm-hmm. If you guys do not know about MojoSells.com yet, you definitely want to check that out. So just go to MojoSells.com. It's one of those things that if you're serious about your real estate business, you absolutely positively must have. It's just essentially like if you had a toolbox that's the hammer. It's like, you know, the most important or one of the most important things that you need to have. Of course, our other sponsor is 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com, 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com, another very effective, frankly, very affordable way of generating buyer leads off your listings. And if you don't have listings, you can also use it a bunch of other ways. And also, the big announcement we made yesterday, I have to say I'm a little overwhelmed and not surprised at all, but as you guys know, we are now able to offer you, I don't know how long we're going to be able to do this. It might just be a couple months, it might be longer, but we're going to be able to offer you guys student loans. You know, the fact is everybody wants coaching, everybody really can, you know, needs coaching if they're serious about their business. Now, if you're not serious about your business or, you know, building it or making more money from it or, you know, scaling the business, well, then you probably don't need a coach. But for everybody else, having somebody to show you the path to success that's done it before, that has a long-term proven track record of helping others do the same thing, well, it just kind of is a no-brainer. But the problem has always been, well, you know, a lot of you guys are stretched to afford it. I get it. $1,000 a month is a lot of money, no doubt. So we made it easy for you. We are now offering student loans, and it basically makes it so that you can sign up for Breakthrough Coaching Program. It's our top-tier coaching program where you get your own Tim and Julie Harris coach. You get access to all of our material. This is not some watered-down program. It's the full-blown coaching program. And if you choose to use student loans, your payment is only $359 a month. So you go from $1,000 a month to $359 a month. Now, I know some of our current coaching clients will probably want to go that route as well, and that's fine. So what I'm going to do, and Mr. Show Producer, I know you're listening, let's put a link in the show description that these guys will get. It's basically giving them a direct access to apply for financing themselves. If you guys have any other questions about it, just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. And yesterday's guest and one of our coaches, actually Rochelle, is setting aside time to talk with all of you guys as well. So if you have any other questions about it, you can email Rochelle. And again, listen to her interview from yesterday. A lot of great feedback on that. Her email address is Rochelle@timandjulieharris.com. I know it's long, but I'll tell you how to spell her name. It's Rushcle at timandjulieharris.com. But, you know, to apply for financing, the quickest and easiest way to do it is just click on the link that's in the show description. You can also go to timandjulieharris.com, and the financing button is easy to find. So it's, you know, student loans for everyone. Basically, if you apply, you'll know relatively quick whether or not we can get the student loan for you. There's no interest payments for 12 months. The payment's only $359. There's not a payment for the first 30 or 45 days. So, guys, at this point, literally, we've done everything we can possibly do. We've made the what we and many of you agree to be the best coaching program for agents in the nation, and now we've made it affordable. So there you go. All right, so Julie, let's get to today's topic, how to finally stop making excuses. This is a fun topic because really even the most successful agents out there are notorious for creating these great elaborate excuses. So without any further delay, you would just want to jump right in. So Julie, what are excuses?
Yeah, that's a great question. Let's actually define what we're talking about first. Excuses are rationalizations that we make to ourselves about people, events, and circumstances. They are invented, quote, reasons that we create to defend our behavior, to neglect taking a particular type of action, or simply as a means of negating responsibility. Boy, there's a whole lot of be honest in this stuff, isn't there? So excuses are, in essence, a means of placing blame of an internal problem on an external condition. So excuses are rationalizations. And, you know, look at what this actually says. It's, in essence, a means of placing blame of something, an internal problem, on an external condition. So, Tim, why do we do this? Why do we create excuses?
Well, there's all the fears, right? Fear of failure. You know, fear of embarrassment, fear of success, fear of change, fear of uncertainty, fear of responsibility, fear of making mistakes, perceived lack of confidence or resources, fear of traps that lock us away from our comfort zone, yet fear often develops as a result of lack of understanding, information, resources, experience, and perspective. So if you lack all these things, you'll naturally lack confidence, and as a result, you'll fail to take action necessary to achieve your goals and objectives. Consequently, you'll tend to make excuses about your life and circumstances in order to boost your self-esteem. However, all you're doing is creating the illusion of security. You're simply making the pain or masking the pain by taking a painkiller. The pain is still there and will continue to persist until you finally overcome your fears. Holy tamale, is my mind going in a different bunch of different directions. Let me just throw this out at you guys. If you're buying leads from any of the big portals, if you're buying leads in general and you have yet to learn how to self-generate, that is usually because you have a fear issue, one of the ones I just rattled off. Here's another thought for you. If you're, say, procrastinating to get things done, if your to-do list never really seems to go anywhere, never seems to get shorter, if you've yet to really learn how to master, become a listing agent, all these things are part and parcel. Julie, what are you thinking?
Yeah, well, it's just delayed everything, right? You know, we get some of, it's funny what you said at the top of the call, that sometimes these are really elaborate, made-up things. And it's interesting to see the creativity that comes out sometimes, but it's basically creative avoidance. I call it creative avoidance of your income, creative avoidance of your future, creative avoidance of actually attaining what you claim to be your goals. So really, I try and hold myself accountable to this, and I hope the coaches are doing the same. And for our coaching clients, you know, get yourself into an excuse-free environment. See what changes. See what happens when you don't accept it, right? So when you accept a life of excuses, you're living a life of excuses, and that can have a very serious, lasting consequence. Not only will excuses prevent you from reaching your full potential, but they will also hold you back from recognizing opportunities, talents, and skills that you might have to help you overcome those problems. So, you know, Tim, excuses usually happen, in my experience, with coaching clients and hearing stuff from the coaches. When agents get busy, that's when the excuses start to flow. But also when agents aren't busy at all, they're full of excuses. So it's almost like you can't win with this stuff. It's just that the flavor of them changes. What's your experience been?
Well, exactly. And, you know, the interesting thing, too, is especially a lot of our coach. I had, personally, I think, two private coaching calls today with clients, and they were both very successful agents. And in both cases, they were sort of running up against the old, I'm too busy. I am having organizational issues. Well, what was really going on was all those things were true. They were, you know, busy and they were, you know, probably not staying organized. So we worked on those practical issues. But what the essence of the problem was is they had more success and they're experiencing more success now than they ever have before. more deals in contract, more money coming in. They're looking at one in particular. You know, he basically had a goal of making $500,000 this entire year, and he runs like, you know, basically 85% margin. So this was going to be his best year for sales. But guess what? He's already got over $500,000 pending right now. So his real projected income now is going to be maybe $1 million. And so for him, that's, you know, makes him a little bit uncomfortable. And so what he's starting to do is make excuses. So his coaching call today was, you know, he didn't do any of the things that were necessary for him to stay the course and continue to become more successful. He lost himself in all the details. He lost himself in all the busy work. He lost himself in all the administrative assistant stuff that he shouldn't have been doing in the first place. But really what it was in essence was he was limiting himself. He wasn't comfortable with the success that he was experiencing. So after we, you know, created a practical solutions to his organizational issues, which isn't that difficult to do, we then talked about what was going on between his ears and helped him move beyond these, you know, self-imposed limiting factors. So Julie, making excuses can also lead to the following consequences. Go ahead.
So exactly. This is what it leads to if you don't get on top of this and deal with it. So making excuses leads to lack of responsibility and growth. Making excuses leads to self-limiting beliefs, massive regrets, persistent pessimistic outlook on life, bad judgments. It can even cause paranoia, imaginary walls that constrict you and put you in your comfort zone, mental blocks stifling proactive action and creativity. So these consequences certainly don't lead to a fulfilling lifestyle. And I think, Tim, when our clients do the treasure map and they do their goal setting, I'm pretty sure that paranoia, bad judgments, massive regrets, self-limiting beliefs, and lack of responsibility is not on their goals list. But that's what excuses lead to.
But, Julie, don't excuses, in essence, become a lifestyle? I mean, isn't that something And you surround yourself with, I mean, really, guys, constant reinforcement that making excuses is okay. It's normal. And you know, another way of thinking about the whole excuse making phenomena that all of us at some level suffer from is that it's basically you not taking responsibility. That's really what it is. You're not taking responsibility for your potential. You're not taking responsibility for your, maybe in some cases, obligations. Oh, because something external, and something's happening that's not allowing me to get better at that particular skill. Something's happening that's not allowing me to improve my financial situation, or it's not allowing me to, I can't go after listings in that price range because, you know, for some reason, something, you know, guys, these are all just excuses. I mean, they just really are. They're just basically elaborate and sometimes very well contrived and thought
creative.
Out rationalizations, creative, right, for not taking action. And, you know, Rochelle yesterday on her interview, she used a word, and it really, you know, hits you between the eyes because it's true. The word is lazy. I mean, basically living a life of excuses gives you a permission to be lazy. And then, you know, like as often happens, you're surrounding yourself with other people that are essentially living and breathing that same air. And then you find yourself essentially not moving forward. You maybe start, you know, physically not being the person you want to be, emotionally not being the person you want to be. You're not being the parent, the brother, the sister that you hoped you would be. You're not, you know, you guys get the point? That all starts with essentially these excuses that we just basically are accepting in many cases of being a normal part of life. So, Julie, let's continue.
Yeah, perfect. So let's get in front of this and actually do something about it now that we've all recognized the destructiveness of making excuses. So how do you finally go about stopping those excuses? So to overcome those excuses, you must first admit that you're making them in the first place. Sometimes this is difficult to do. However, it's absolutely necessary and critical if you want to eliminate the resulting consequences. So ask yourself, what excuses do I tend to make? And this is something, Tim, I've done on coaching calls. I've heard you do it, and I hope that I know that all of our coaches are listening. So this is a great, very powerful exercise to get rid of the excuses. So actually write down, what are the excuses you tend to make? Make a list. I'm too tired. I need to go learn something. I have to listen to that, whatever your excuse du jour is. And what are you settling for as a result? Probably less business. Probably not attaining your goals, maybe at all, but certainly fast enough. Furthermore, you've got to identify the reasons for your excuses. It's almost like excuses for your excuses, but ask yourself, Why am I doing this? Why am I making these excuses? And then finally, list down the consequences that each of these excuses has on your life and circumstances by asking, how do these excuses prevent me from moving forward? So, Tim, can you think of some examples that these guys might be dealing with on a daily basis that kind of ties into this? Like, what are they sacrificing by holding on to those excuses?
Well, I mean, honestly, what you're essentially doing without even knowing it is you're essentially making it so that you really won't improve your situation. You're going to miss this incredible and what we believe to be a 10-year real estate boom. You're going to miss the opportunities that this incredible industry has for you. You're going to let it go by because you're so comfortable with your excuses. You're so comfortable having some external reason for you not to maybe do some of the things that make you uncomfortable. And guys, you know, this is something we say all the time on this radio show. I know it'll never make it to a motivational office poster, but it's the truest truism that I could pass along to you guys. Long-term, ever-increasing success, and I know coaching clients are even there knowing what I'm about to say, long-term, ever-increasing success comes from doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. There's been something, I think it's a lie that has been passed along to all of us in our society. It says, do what you love and the money will follow. Well, that's just not true. Do what you're passionate about and the money will follow. Well, you know, ideally, you're passionate about every aspect of what you do for a living. But I can pretty much guarantee you that that ideal, I'm passionate about what I'm doing, that's not something that very many people experience every single day with what they do for work. So you have to be okay with being passionate about certain slices of what you do, but don't fool yourself into thinking that you have to be passionate about every aspect of selling real estate. Guys, there's a lot about selling real estate that just stinks. I mean, it is. It's hard. There's people that are ungrateful. And sometimes it just feels like everyone's trying to, you know, pull you down. I get it. It's the nature of being in this industry, and you're dealing with a lot of people's emotions. You know, a lot of folks who avoid the stress that they feel from buying or selling a home, basically have formed lives around never having to experience the forced emotions go through when they're buying and selling a home. So you are the brunt of that emotional, you know, that emotional fear that they have. That's just part of the job. In a lot of ways, you guys are having, when you listen to this radio show, I hope you're listening to how we present these ideas to you, because though I'm not suggesting you start Dr. Filling your buyers and sellers, the reality of it is you do in many ways become their coaches. So the way that we hopefully help you guys to basically move your lives forward. In some cases, these same strategies will work for your sellers. So, Julie, let's go through the most common, with the time we have left, let's go through as many of these common excuses, and here's what I want you guys to do. We're going to go through these. A lot of these, obviously, you're going to be able to relate to. I want you to start counting. How many of these excuses, how many of these things you've actually said to yourself or to anybody else in the past, say, 30 days. All right, so Jules, let's go for the first one.
I was going to say 30 minutes, but I'll go with 30 days.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking that too, but yeah.
Okay, so excuse number one, there's not enough time. This means that you're lacking passion, focus, discipline, and direction when you say, there's not enough time. Likewise, it suggests that your priorities are all out of sorts and that you may be lacking the ability to manage your time effectively. Alternatively, this excuse could also indicate that you simply don't value your own time or just don't want to take the time to do what you feel you must in order to achieve your desired outcome. In fact, the causes for this excuse could be very well narrowed down to procrastination or, there's that word again, laziness. When you catch yourself making this excuse of not enough time, ask yourself, how badly do I really want this? Because a lack of desire could be the cause for concern. And when we're doing this on a coaching call, I just ask my client, what's more important, your goal that you say is important to you or staying comfortable not doing the things that it takes to get you there? Because we can always recalibrate your goals right back down to nothing. It's your choice. So is it laziness or is there something else going on? So this whole not enough time thing, you got to get clear on that. How badly do you really want what you claim you want? Which is more powerful? So Tim, excuse number two.
Excuse number two, Jules, I'll read the title and you read the content. So excuse number two is there's not enough money, which, by the way, was the common excuse we heard for you guys who wanted to join coaching, but you couldn't afford it, but now you can. Remember about our new student loan program. You can join our most elite coaching program for only $359 a month. No payment for the first 30 days. You do get full access to our entire program, and you do get your own private one-on-one coach. Again, click on the link in today's show description or go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com for more information or apply online yourself. Just go to our website and you'll find the student loan button and then just it's like five questions. It's super simple. So, Julie, go ahead.
Yeah. So, nice job removing that excuse from them, from their your Rolodex. Okay. So,
you
there's
know,
not
Julie,
enough money. Well, yeah.
Jules, Julie, you know, it's honestly, it's worth mentioning probably. You know, some people, when you know, they get a little offended when we pitch on the radio, like when we talk about our products or services. And I sometimes when I'm feeling myself talking about one of our products or services, I know some people are going like, oh, they're just trying to sell me something. Hey, guys, I'm very comfortable in my skin. I am a salesperson. Julie's a salesperson. I'm a lot of other things, too. I'm a father. I'm a husband. You know, I'm a business coach. I'm a business owner. I'm a shareholder. I'm a whole bunch of other things. But my main thing is, and what I really focus all my best work energies on, is being a fantastic salesperson. I am passionate about what I sell because I do believe in what I sell because I've seen the impact it has and has had on literally tens of thousands of agents over the years. So, yeah, I'm passionate about it. If you find yourself offended when I or Julie or really anybody else in life are trying to expose you to what it is that they sell, that's your problem, not theirs. You're the one that's offended, not them. And don't assume that everyone else feels the same way. Because the reality of it is, you know, people always assume, at least uneducated people are assuming that, well, people don't like salespeople. People don't like bad salespeople. Everyone loves a great salesperson. So become the best salesperson you can become. And then you will trumpet from the highest hills whatever service or product that you're offering, and people will flock to you to do business with you because they'll feed off your passion and belief in what you're selling. So remember that. So, Julie, go ahead.
Okay, so when you're saying this excuse of there's not enough money, what you're really saying is that you don't consider money to actually be a priority, or you're simply looking for an easy way to make money and therefore don't have the desire, determination, persistence, or patience to work hard to achieve that financial security. So this excuse also suggests that you could simply be lacking strategy or ideas that could help you reach your financial objectives. Again, good reason to be in coaching. That way you no longer have the excuse of not having a strategy, ideas, a business plan, any of that type of thing. That's what we help you with. If it's ideas and strategy you're lacking, read books, get a coach. I mean, put the pieces together, right? Remove your own excuses. So excuse
Julie,
three... Go
yeah,
ahead.
I know. It's perfect, right?
Better,
excuse number three, I know. Excuse number three. Go ahead, Jules.
I don't have an education, or I don't know how to do that. I don't have the skills for that. Well, I don't have an education just means that you lack creativity, inspiration, and desire. In addition, it would seem that you also lack a willingness to work hard and to go the extra mile to put in a little more effort into achieving your objectives, despite your lack of knowledge. There's lots of multimillionaires and even billionaires who have nothing more than a high school education. Some of them don't even have that. So they were creative. They had desire. They were willing to work harder than anyone else to achieve their goals and objectives. So I don't have an education. Really, you can't really use that in this day and age. I mean, you're listening to our radio show right now. That's free. You're getting some education from this, not to mention the ability to now hire a coach. So excuse number four, Tim. But I'm too old, or sometimes we hear, I'm too young, I'm too green, I'm too fresh, I'm a new agent, or, you know, and we hear this from grizzled veterans, I'm too old to be doing this, I'm too old to reinvent the wheel or to reinvent myself. So what does that mean, I'm too old or too young? You hear that all the time.
That is a very, and we're going to call you guys out. So Julie and I are in our 40s, we're Generation X, so we're, and the millennials listening, you guys are going like, oh my God, I'm so tired of listening, you old farts bellyaching, you know, I can just imagine. But here, this is for baby boomers. Baby boomers, you guys are the ones that are now telling us or telling yourself primarily that you're too old. And a lot of you guys like to live in the rearview mirror, talking about your glory days when you used to make a lot of money or you used to have a lot of success or you used to, I'm going to give you a what you probably have heard before, but it is kind of a success secret. If you've done it, the greatest predeterminant of if you're going to be successful in the future is if you've been successful in the past. So if you've earned hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars before, if you've had a certain lifestyle that you just love to get back to, but you think your best days are behind you, the fact that you've already experienced those things with a little bit of direction means that you absolutely positively can experience those things again. I beg you not to give up on yourself. If you wake up in the morning and you're looking at the green side of the grass, it is a great day, okay? You have all the opportunity in front of you. Be clear. That's it. That's the minimum right there. That's it. You wake up in the morning, you're looking at the green side of the grass, boom, it's a great day. Just tell yourself that. Don't have a bunch of other rules or don't have a bunch of other requirements. That's what you have to think about, and that means that you have the opportunity to make this life, make this opportunity in this industry, in this incredible market, make anything and everything you possibly can dream of. Allow your dreams and your inspirations and your aspirations to go wild. You know, whatever you think that, okay, I want to go get a new Corvette, but you really want a Ferrari. There's an extreme example. Go get the Ferrari or get both. There's an idea for you. If you want to, you know, we talk about these, you know, how to think big, and there's other radio shows we've done on that. Go back, speaking of education to the previous point, go back and listen to all the past real estate radio coaching shows, tons and tons, hours and hours and hours of very intense focus education, how-to practical stuff. So, Julie, next point. Excuse number five.
All right, so, yes, excuse number five, but I don't know how, ... fill in the blank. I don't know how means that you lack belief and confidence in your own abilities. It also means that you haven't taken the time to practice, learn, or gain the experience or education necessary to, quote, know what to do. This excuse is really quite easy to combat. Simply learn how to do what you want to do by reading books, getting a coach, gaining practical experience, asking for help. You know, we do have free coaching calls for agents.com. Only by making mistakes over and over will you eventually discover what works and doesn't work for you. From there, simply adjust your strategy and approach, and you will very quickly discover that you finally know what to do. You know, there is an element here, Tim, of being willing to do trial and error and to learn from your mistakes versus avoiding taking the risk in the first place. I always tell the story of my very first closing where, you know, in the anywhere from the central to the east of the country, we go to these roundtable closings. And I, you know, we started with REMAX. We didn't have a lot of training. There was no coaching back then. And they said, now we'll go over the termite report. And I said, well, gosh, why would you need that? Nobody had told me that you had to order a termite report. It was my first deal. We had no coaching or training. I was just happy to have a closing. And luckily for me, the other agent was very professional, had a termite guy on hand, handled it very well, and had the inspection during the closing. Well, that was kind of a mortifying experience for me. Everything's still closed. We still got paid. Clients were happy. Had a good relationship with the agent, title, et cetera. But the point is, if you had told me that I was about to walk into that situation, I probably would have figured out an excuse to get out of the closing. Instead, I learned from that mistake, and believe me when I tell you, there was never a termite inspection that I forgot after that point. The point is that we don't all just roll out of bed knowing how to do this stuff. You've got to be okay with trial and error and asking for help. Sometimes the problem is not knowing the questions to ask, and again, that's a good reason to have a coach because they can save you lots of time and energy and mistakes by getting in front of that before you have to deal with it. Does that make sense, Tim?
It does. And Jules, we're going to have to pick up, I think, tomorrow or the next day where we left off, and we're going to go to excuse number six. Guys, listen.
Yep.
We are here for you. Anything and anytime we can do anything to be of service to help you build your real estate business. This is, from what we're told, the most listened to radio show for agents for the industry out there. And, we, you know, I think our target audience and the folks that listen to us, the folks that we speak directly to, are agents. That's where our heart is with individual practitioners. I know what it feels like. Julie knows what it feels like. All of our coaches knows what it feels like to be an individual agent in a market like this. It is overwhelming sometimes. It is scary. You don't necessarily, you're not, as Julie's story just went, you don't get the support. You don't get the training that you need to really be successful. You get the training and the support from your office to fill out the paperwork and basically just, you know, stay hopefully out of legal trouble. That's about it. And after that,
yeah,
you're just
set you're
to sail. And that's right, if you're lucky, and you'll either succeed or you won't. So listen, guys, free coaching calls for agents.com, we set that up as a way to help you guys anytime. It's not just a Wiffy-Waffy coaching call. It's 30 to 90 minutes with one of our coaches, and they're going to literally walk you through the numbers. It's a drill down on the specific numbers that you need to be focusing on. And then when you request a free coaching call, we also give you copies of our free books. Now, these used to be on Amazon. The first one you guys have all heard of, Think and Grow Rich, well, you know, by Napoleon Hill. Well, we updated it, included some real estate content. So ours was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and the forward and the added content was by Julie and I specifically for the real estate industry. Well, guess what? We want everyone to have a free copy of that book, so we took it off Amazon, we stopped printing it, and now we just give it out, okay? So if you want the book, if you want the material, you request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. And not only will you get a free coaching call, but you also get the book. Again, I know a lot of you are really excited, and we're excited for you, about the student loan opportunity. We're giving you the opportunity to literally become a coaching student of our most elite coaching program for only $359 a month and no payment for the first 30 to 45 days, just depending. If you want to learn more about that, the quickest and easiest way for you to apply is just go to our website or click on the link in today's show description. When you go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, you're talking to one of our coaches. If you're interested, you can bring that up too, or they'll bring it up with you. Again, guys, anything and everything we can do to help you succeed in this market, that's what we're all about. This is our mission in life, is to help you guys get better, help you maximize the potentiality of not just you individually, but of your market, of what you can actually accomplish in this life. Freecoachingcallsforagents.com, anything we can do, anytime, let us know. In the meantime, we'll talk to you on the radio mañana. Talk to you later.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.